This is the Q Morning Zoo's second date update.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Kylie?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, Kylie. This is Tim Tuttle with the Q Morning Zoo on 93Q. I'm here with Kevin Kline and Erica Rico, co-hosts on the show.
Hi there, Kylie.
Hi. Oh, yeah. I've heard of you guys. I'm sorry. I don't listen, but I know of you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm. Did we turn you off
good.
Or something
good
like that?
That's kind of gets you
know. I'm sorry. I work from my home, so I'm not listening to the radio in the morning. I don't have a commute. I'm so sorry.
No worries. The reason we're calling is because one of our listeners who actually does listen to us and appreciate us.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be like that. Kev, edit that out.
Well, you said it already.
Too late.
All right. I got to get permission to put you on the show. There's one of our listeners that thinks that you're just, Kev, is Erica, bee's knees, is that?
Oh, bringing one back from
the 1960s
from the dark
called.
Era.
Thinks you're the bomb. Is that good?
Thinks you're on fleek.
Thinks you're what?
On fleek.
Yeah, thinks you're on fleek. Really into you.
I don't even know about you there, right?
Can we get permission to talk to you on the radio about it? Is that okay?
Of course. I'm intrigued.
Cool. It's somebody you know, so it's not
okay.
Stalker across the street with a telescopic lens type thing.
Good to know.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know what? I think about 2 weeks ago, you actually went out with him.
Robert, obviously, we're talking about, right?
That is correct. Yeah. All right.
And I go on that many dates, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it was Robert.
Yeah, he was a really, really sweet guy, but he just broke one of my major rules. And on the first date, I just felt like that wasn't a great sign for a future. So we went to a really nice dinner, and we were having a great conversation. And next to us at a table were these two businessmen, and they were just having dinner, enjoying themselves. And I could hear them talking politics. And I could tell Robert was so distracted. He wasn't really listening to what I was talking about at that point, and he was just eavesdropping on their conversation. So that was a little irritating. And then, of course, he had to launch into his two cents about, you know, what was happening with politics to these two men, and just start talking about the president and how he doesn't know what he's doing and what's wrong with government. And I just had to sit there for, I don't know, probably a half an hour while he had a conversation with these two gentlemen. So
no.
I just felt like really disrespected. Yeah. And I basically had a date with my phone because I just pulled my phone out at that point, feeling awkward and sort of, you know, it made me feel like he really wasn't that interested in what I had to say. And he was much more interested in what these two strangers, total strangers, were talking about. And it's just politics. And I don't know. I felt like
That's awful. It
was not boding well for the future.
Yeah, if he's doing that on the first date, imagine like after you're together for a while.
Exactly. And I just felt crummy. I went home and I felt bad. I shouldn't feel bad about myself after a date.
Okay, he didn't tell us that.
Interesting.
hey, Kylie, I got to tell you, I probably should have said something earlier. Robert's been listening in the whole time. He's right there.
Oh, come on, guy. You're kidding, right?
Hey, Robert.
I'm eavesdropping again.
How did I not see this coming? Hi, Robert.
Kylie, what's up? I mean, I didn't understand. You know, I thought we had a good thing going. And, you know.
It was good at first. But now you know. I mean, it's so...
I like to be engaged, you know, especially, you know, politically. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you, but it just, when people are saying stupid things, I feel like it's my duty to assert myself, you know,
but your duty should have been to take care of her at that point.
I paid for dinner, right?
Oh,
I was taking care of her. She was feeding her face.
I have a job.
She was feeding her face?
Excuse me.
Did he say she was feeding her face?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
That's so rude.
By the way, I eat like a lady, and I have a job and can pay for my own meals. I would like a companion and someone interesting who I can talk to and who will listen to me when I'm talking.
I'm listening now.
Hey, Robert?
Yeah.
She hung up, man. Dude, you can't come at her like that with the feeding the face.
Yeah, really?
I noticed right out of the box when we first started. Do you have some anger management issues, buddy?
You know, I've been told that before, but, you know, I thought I was conducting. What do you mean? What are you, a psychologist or something?
Dude, let me tell you this. I know people, And initially,
you
out of the box,
aggressive out of the box.
You're very aggressive. I mean, here she. We're trying to get the box. I'm trying to help you. I'm like representing you, and now you're popping off to me. I mean, who do you like?
I like me. I like me some me.
Okay.
That's
you know what?
I like. Okay.
Hey, We're gonna hold the line for a second. You're gonna talk to producer Al. He's gonna set you up on a second date with yourself.
Erica, do you want to go out on a date? Because I mean, I don't understand.
Oh boy, how... I would set you straight in like 2 seconds. It would not end well.
All right.
What do you mean set me straight? What does that mean?
She's gritting her teeth, Robert. I don't think
yeah,
this is the road you want to go on.
Yeah, let's just not even start.
Did you miss any of today's episode? Get Second Date Update 24/7, anytime, on the new 93Q app for your Apple or Android. We'll have today's episode up for 24 hours. It's the Q Morning Zoo's Second Date Update, every morning at 6:40 and 8:40 on the new 93Q.